wonderful things to be thankful to. And just thinking about Bor Purnima and the fact that we are here within 500 years of the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has given us this most wonderful process of Krishna consciousness, you know, this who has come as the Yuga Avatar, descended into this to this earth as Krishna himself, and not just as Krishna himself, but as the combined incarnation of Radha and Krishna. Krishna in his golden form, with the color and the mood of Radharani. And what does that mood of Radharani offer? What does that do? It makes Lord Chaitanya the most merciful incarnation of the Lord, because he is in the mood of the most merciful Radharani. We know that all our devotional service actually goes through Radharani. So Lord Chaitanya is giving that out, that pure devotional service, without cost, without price, without asking anything in return. When Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, he said, Sarva Dharma Prachaja, Mamikam Sharanam Vraja. He said, surrender unto me. I will protect you. Just surrender. But surrendering is not so easy. Sometimes it's very difficult. We are very stubborn in this Kali Yuga, the conditioned souls. We've been here a long time. We don't want to give it up too easily. So Lord Chaitanya says, you don't even have to surrender. You don't have to do anything but chant the holy names of the Lord. So this wonderful process is given to us. We are in the line of the greatest acharyas, the greatest spiritual teachers, culminating in His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, coming to this country, delivering this message of Lord Chaitanya to all the conditioned souls. So we have everything to be thankful for, everything to be grateful for. And because of that, even if there is some material difficulty in our life, and that is going to be there, the devotee retains this faith and unflinching trust that Krishna is there, Krishna will save us, Krishna will take care of us, Krishna will be within our heart as our best friend at all times. So faith is really not something that we just profess. Faith is something we live, it's something that we feel, it's something that we experience. And that faith is what leads us to advance further and further in Krishna consciousness and further realize Krishna within our lives. So we should probably end there. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So maybe a few minutes before Prashadam, if there are any questions or comments, yes. I think you're going to have to just speak loudly. I'll repeat the question. If you,
is gratitude an incentive or the essence of bhakti?
Is gratitude the essence or an incentive for bhakti? I think it's both. You could say it is certainly a result of bhakti. A result of bhakti, I guess you could say that would be an essence. That when one actually feels devotion in one's heart, one feels that wonderful gratitude to what one has been given by Krishna. Yeah. So, what was the other? Is the essence or the incentive? I'm not sure. I think that's it's something that just sort of exists in itself, but it can be a motivation also. Definitely. If we think about why are we motivated towards spiritual life, what is the incentive to advance in Krishna consciousness? Yes, I think that it can act in that way also. It's an interesting question. I have to think about that a little bit. Yeah. Sukhita? There's a wonderful comment. Mother Sukhita was saying that Krishna has kindly revealed himself in the deity, has come in this form. And as we render service to the Krishna in his deity form, more and more he will reveal himself. And of course, that builds our faith and our understanding so much more. And it's one of the wonderful things about worship of the deities. And, you know, you go to other churches or temples, you don't see this. You know, it's not the same. This is really an essence of bhakti. you know, bhakti means devotional service. It doesn't mean simply, yes, I love Krishna, I love God. It means doing something. If you love somebody, you do something for them. You serve them. You know. There's another great poet named Khalil Gibran, and one of the things he said was that work is love made visible. So that really, I thought, I always liked that because it applies to bhakti. In other words, work or our service is the visible manifestation of our love. But it's another very special mercy, even though deity worship is not the yuga dharma. That was in the last yuga, because we can't really do the kind of elaborate deity worship that would be sufficient unto itself, you know. But we have the deity worship and we have the chanting of Hare Krishna. So we have Prabhupada called the two rails of bhakti, the Pancharatrika and the Bhagavad Gita. So we have the deity worship, and we have also the hearing and chanting of the holy name. So those two things perfectly go together to help our realization. Yes? Yeah, you have to speak very loudly. So you're saying that being separated has actually increased your... Well, that's the spiritual principle. Uh-huh. Yes. That was the mood. That was the mood of the gopis. You know, when Krishna separated from them and he left, and it actually increased their longing, increased their love. So somehow, you're gaining that realization and appreciation. It makes sense. Yes. Thank you for your realization, and hope that you are able to spend more time with us and be able to be here in the Association of Devotees. Okay. Wonderful. What else? Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. That's a very wonderful realization. Thank you for sharing that, because it's really a fact. But it's happening all the time, but we're not always listening. You know, and one thing that we have to learn to do is we have to learn to listen to everything Krishna is telling us. And Krishna speaks in many, many ways. Srila Prabhupada gave the example how we can learn from everything. He said we can learn from a dog. He says, you know, you can learn qualities like loyalty. You know, and in other words, you know, everywhere Krishna is showing us different things and teaching us different things through all living entities, what to speak of through devotees, directly to the mouths of devotees. That's a very nice example. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, I was there in October. Absolutely. He was talking about the example for those, since we don't have a microphone, of Radharasa Bihari in Juhu, and that there was at one point when it wasn't quite so elaborate that there was rain coming down on the deities, and Srila Prabhupada was informed of this and became very silent, and then he began to cry a little bit, and then he said, "Don't worry, that he will soon have, they will soon have a beautiful, wonderful temple," and of course it manifested. Yeah, thank you. Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.